Nick Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a very snowy, blustery Thursday. And joining us right now is a great friend who does a tremendous job, has for a long time, of covering the New England Patriots. Her name is Shalice Manzi-Young. She works for the Boston Globe. So let's talk about Josh McDaniels and the hot candidate, according to a lot of media reports. And the latest is that the Browns would be interviewing him on Saturday. Your thoughts right there on a guy who's had his kick at the can of a head coach coaching job with Denver. What do you think, if you think this, makes him more ready for the head coaching opportunity now than he was perhaps for the Denver job?
You know, I think there's certainly something to be said for people, you know, taking a step back and hopefully reassessing the things they did well and the things they didn't do well the first time they're given a chance. And, you know, I assume that Josh has done that and he's had time to do that. I think obviously when you work with Tom Brady and you're able to have the success with a team like the Patriots that Josh has had since returning to the Patriots, it certainly makes you an attractive candidate. We saw that happen with Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator of the Broncos.
Shalice, the Browns have tried this before with Bill Belichick disciples, right? It didn't work out with Romeo Crennel. It did not work out with Eric Mangini. Why do you think it would work out, if you think it would, with Josh McDaniels, because the philosophy, all that these guys have represented, basically has come from the Belichick tree, but they've never quite been able to separate and bring their own thing to this table here in Cleveland. What do you think will be different now?
Right, and that's the one thing, Vic, that I think remains to be seen, you know, and that's something that you continue to wonder, is because these guys who... The ones who have always been part of the Belichick tree basically throughout their NFL careers, they're the ones that we've seen struggle so often. You know, Josh McDaniels, before he left for Denver, his only NFL experience was with Bill Belichick. And, you know, the same with Eric Mangini before he initially left for the Jets. I think it's part of the reason why you've seen Thomas Dimitroff have some success as the GM of the Falcons and why I think that Bill O'Brien will succeed. They're kind of their own guys. You know, they certainly respect Bill. They learned a great deal from working with Bill in their time together. But they're noted, both of them, for being their own guys. Maybe for Josh, he has learned over the years that, okay, if I take this from Bill, I can keep that. But, you know, this is more me, so I should stick to that. I think in the end, in every relationship, in every job, in everybody's life, you have to be true to who you are. You can't try to be somebody else. It rarely works.
Very true. Last question, Shalice, and thanks so much again for your time. When you look at Josh McDaniels and you look at this Cleveland Browns team with Josh Gordon, a Pro Bowl tight end, and Jordan Cameron, an excellent pass-blocking offensive line, knowing that they have the number 4 overall pick, the opportunity to select a quarterback, does this seem like a situation to you where Josh McDaniels could come in, put his stamp on this offense, and be successful?
I think he would definitely help the offense, but again, the big question mark is he ready for that second head coaching chance? And we've seen people, you know, nobody more prominently than Bill Belichick, that if you take the time and you're honest with yourself and you look at the things you did right and the things you did wrong and you correct those things and go with what's, you know, your strengths, then we've seen people have success in the NFL that way.
We're visiting with Alex Marvez, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports 1, also a regular on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Alex, let's talk about the job. There's salary cap space galore. There is the chance that this team would not only, and they have 5 Pro Bowlers, the chance that this team would enhance a young roster with some, you know, older players, but top players at various positions that need help, wide receiver, offensive line, etc. Does that make this maybe a more attractive job than some might think?
I think it is an attractive job because of the reasons that you say. From a salary cap standpoint, you're absolutely right, but there are some big question marks. You see Jay Cutler signing his contract today with the Chicago Bears. He's off the market. Is there any veteran out there that really makes you feel good? I guess the name, if Josh McDaniels come, would be you know, Ryan Mallett up in New England. Is he the answer? Is he worth trading a second-round pick to New England for? Because that would likely be what his asking price would be. And can the Browns get a franchise quarterback in the draft? It's another big question to ask as well.
It is a big question, and we got to see many of the guys considered to be the franchise quarterbacks in this year's draft play in their bowl games over the last week. What are your takes on Teddy Bridgewater, John Manziel, and, of course, Blake Bortles?
Man, I tell you what, all three guys helped themselves in the postseason, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because, you know, it's been a little bit bumpy. I mean, I think Louisville's been a little bit of a disappointing team because, you know, when you have a marquee quarterback like Teddy Bridgewater, I think people are expecting them to be a lot more competitive, especially after, you know, last season, what a great year that they had winning the Sugar Bowl the way they did. But, you know, that bowl game just showed that this guy can make all the throws. I think people love his leadership qualities. I mean, I'm from South Florida, so I know, dating back to Northwestern High School, what a great kid this is, and, you know, how big a mistake the University of Miami made by letting him leave their backyard. So I'm excited about him. You know, Johnny Manziel has really, really grown on me. Initially, I thought, is this guy really a pro quarterback? But you know what? He has that ability to make these throws, and he's just so, he's mobile. He just seems so natural at the position, and he's strong, too. You know, you can't underestimate that. He's got big feet, big hands, which are great attributes for a quarterback to have. So I think that he's really helped himself. I think the West Coast style offense for him, I really do. I don't think it's going to be traditional type drop back type stuff because I don't think that's where he's good. But I think if you get this kid on the move, he's going to be great. And Blake Bortles, what more could you do last night after the all those fumbles early and the mistakes that he made early on to settle down, have a big game against Baylor? And I do think that he'll be turning pro. That UCF program, you got about as far as you can get. You know what I'm saying? Playing in the conference that they are, they got their BCS game. They went ahead, they beat Baylor. The best season in UCF history. They deserve praise for that. But where do you go from here? You're never really going to be in the national championship hunt. So I expect Blake Bortles to go ahead and turn pro as well.
All right. Alex, thank you so much for a great breakdown, and we will talk with you soon, my friend.
Okay, DJ Carucci. Appreciate it, brother.